Katie Hayes lost both her arms and legs 2 years ago from a rare infection she suffered after giving birth to her third child in Texas. Doctors had to amputate above the elbows and the knees. Now she's hoping to get her arms back, new ones. Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston is planning an unprecedented operation for the U.S., a double arm transplant for Hayes. Hayes is the first and only person on a brand new organ donation list. Here on Morning Edition, she tells her own story.
I'm Katie Hayes, and I've always been outgoing and hardworking and joy of life, wanting to help others. I don't see myself differently until I look in the mirror, and I just, it's hard. It's hard to look in the mirror. Most of the doctors looked at me and said that I was going to die. One surgeon, he believed that he could have an operation, amputations, and hopefully save my life. I never thought about how much a gift your hands are, and your legs and your feet. I took them all for granted like all of you do. I mean, because I was in your shoes. And so not having them anymore, I can't do anything for myself. I can wipe my face and my hair. I can kind of itch my head a little bit, but I mean, I can't feed myself unless you strap a spoon to me and someone's sitting there. I have to be babysat, which is ridiculous. I'm 44 years old. You know, it's been a really hard road. The goal from day one of my husband hearing that we'd have to amputate was looking for transplantation someday. He knew I was a massage therapist and knew how much touch meant to me. And to put me in plastic and metal for the rest of my life, he knew was not going to be enough. Of course, the doctor said that science fiction will never happen. And so now we're here to prove him wrong. I can't tell you. I think about it all the time. Initially it'll be like meeting a new friend. That's what I will have, is these arms from somebody else, and I will embrace their family and thank them so much for the gift. I think mostly I want my life back. I want to hug my children and hug my husband and hold my children again and hold my husband and cook food and maybe even do massage. You never know. I guess I'm a pioneer now. I didn't think that I was coming into this world to be a pioneer, but that's kind of what I'm doing here, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Quadruple amputee Katie Hayes, in her own words, the Texas mom is waiting in Boston for what would be the first double arm transplant above the elbow in the U.S., performed by Brigham and Women's Hospital. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch produced our story.